They still call it 5 points, but some would argue that the name for Barry's most well-known intersection no longer applies. The points have been disappearing. 2 years ago, I took a look at the southeastern point, the one that housed a Tim Hortons coffee shop until recently. There, under a modern facade, lies remnants of an 1870s-era building. None of the famed 5 points escaped doing battle with fire, but the northeastern point may have been the most scorched of them all. As is evident, one final blaze claimed the whole corner eventually. The Bank of Toronto building, built by Francis Stevens about 1852, was one of the earliest structures built of brick in Barrie. It was rather unusual at the time for this small backcountry town. If Francis Stevens thought he had outsmarted Barrie's oldest foe, the flames of destructive fire, he was in for an unpleasant surprise. Certainly, when the south side of Dunlop Street burned in 1871, Stevens must have congratulated himself on his fine choice of building material. Not so fast, Mr. Stevens. In 1873, when the Bank of Toronto vacated the corner building, it was converted into the appropriately named Bank Hotel. In late 1874, the hotel was doing very well under the management of Charles Clarkson, who boasted some fine offerings in an ad placed in the Northern Advance. The bar is fitted up in first-class style and liquors and cigars of the choicest brands can always be had. The stabling is good and ample. The best of accommodation is offered to travelers and boarders, as the rooms are light and airy, and the best aboard is to be had. An attentive ostler always in attendance. Then came that fateful day in June 1975, 4 years to the day after the fire that saw the entire Glebe block across the street reduced to ashes. When it was over, nothing remained but a few partial walls and the solidly built bank vault within the hotel. Even as it lay in ruins, the Bank Hotel was credited with preventing the fire from crossing the 5 points and destroying the Simcoe Hotel, the Wellington Hotel and other buildings. A catastrophe of that kind would come the following year. The hotel was soon rebuilt and then came into the hands of Thomas Somerset, who had managed a number of Barrie hotels. The Bank Hotel was rebranded as Somerset House. Somerset House continued on even after the death of Thomas Somerset in 1884. It was operated by a Mr. Crockle into the 1890s and was converted into a store in 1893. Before 1900, H.H. Otten & Sons relocated their hardware business to the corner after a spot next to the Barrie Hotel, now known as the Queen's Hotel. In 1928, Henry Holt Otten died as a result of an automobile accident. By that time, he had been retired for 6 years and living in Toronto while his son, Fred Otten, ran the Barrie business. In 1929, fruit merchant Frank D. Conchilla realized a dream he had held onto since boyhood. Raised on his father's orchard in Palermo, Italy, he had made it his goal to one day operate a prominent green grocery on the most well-known corner of a North American city. He bought the old Otten store for what was reported to be the priciest purchase of a business building in Barrie's history. Conchilla went on to sink $6,000 into the shop, over $100,000 in today's value, to improve the interior and exterior, and to add refrigeration and other upgrades. Conchilla's new business at 5 points was called the Central Fruit Market. In 1942, this was the site of the busy Tamblyn drugstore. On deck 30 of that year, the shop experienced a fire, still remembered well by the long times of this city. Yet, this corner building carried on. The corner ceased to be occupied after one final fire in January 1994. At that time, Sam the Record Man was the tenant in the building. The site has been vacant now for almost 30 years and has been used mainly for outdoor dining for adjacent restaurants. Each week, the Barrie Historical Archive provides Barrie Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. This unique column features photos and stories from years gone by and is sure to appeal to the historian in each of us.